The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson of KIIC Radio and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, I appreciate your making this time available to us and appreciate your efforts. I know it takes your whole office to get this, so I appreciate that too. But President Trump's response to this Syrian chemical attack on its own people, was the response appropriate? And what would you like to see as a comprehensive strategy going forward to deal with Assad, the regime?
Yeah. I presume by his actions, you mean his actions and not his tweets or anything like that.
Just the action.
I think that he had to do it because he kind of drew a line in the sand. And we know when Obama didn't do it and there were no consequences, it furthered encouraging Russia to get involved with Syria. It didn't stop the use of chemical weapons. And we can say that even when Trump did it a year ago, it didn't do it. I think that the answer is that it was effective from the purpose that we sought out to do. I suppose more could have been done, but I think they wanted to do the massive amount of damage they could without collateral damage to civilians, and it looks like they accomplished a lot of that. Then whether or not it's did any good, whether it was one missile or like 150 missiles, whatever it was, it was meant to destroy capability of chemical weapons. I doubt if it destroyed all capability because they probably had more than the two sites that were struck. And so you get down to whether or not Assad is going to use chemical weapons again. And if he doesn't, then I would say mission accomplished is more true than ever. If he doesn't, then I think mission accomplished applies just to the one evening of attacks. But let's hope he gets the message and that chemical weapons aren't used again. And our judgment of whether chemical weapons are good or not is based upon an 80-year-old convention signed by 190 countries that chemical weapons are outlawed. So he's an international criminal for doing what he did. Gordon?
Yes, Senator. Continuing on the same vein, I understand that is it tomorrow that you're supposed to, the Congress is supposed to be briefed on the Syria issue. And what do you expect, what are you expecting to hear? And why is that coming from the Secretary Mattis and the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman instead of President Trump?
Well, because they're going to give us the details of what was done, how it was done, how much damage it accomplished, did it accomplish our goal? And what was the reaction of the military of Syria and Russia? And it's a very detailed technical discussion that a president wouldn't have the capability of giving because of the military approach that's used. And I would hope to just get the truth is what I'm after. Tom?
Senator Grassley is head of the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. You've been in contact with the Office of Inspector General as part of your duties. Regarding those revelations about media contacts and leaks from the FBI and lack of candor, especially with Andrew McCabe is the focus. So what's the Inspector General's role here? And is the FBI totally under the DOJ?
The answer is the FBI is under DOJ. And in regard to the first part, I think it's a case of Oh my gosh, I forgot. What was the first part of your question?
Just about the Office of Inspector General.
Oh, yes. The Office of Inspector General, by the way, the person that's filling that now is a Senate-confirmed position that came out of the Obama administration, and this is the way it's supposed to function. These people are supposed to be non-political. They're supposed to be independent of the president, independent of the attorney general in this case, and I think Mr. Horowitz is very much doing that, and what he did Friday was just a small part of overall investigation he's doing about how the FBI handled things dealing with Russia. It probably will get into how they handled things with Hillary and the emails, and they're going to report in May, and I expect it's going to be a very credible report. At least it's going to be credible to me because I got great confidence in the Inspector General. Does that answer your question, or do you have a follow-up?
That's fine, Senator. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to the next person.
Yes, Senator. Do you have any concerns or fears that President Trump would fire Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein, which could then limit the Mr. Mueller's probe?
Yeah, I think that the president has said he's considering it. So I think that there's a chance. We're going to vote some legislation out of my committee. Now, I'm not saying I'm voting for it, but I'm chairman of the committee, and I think it's a very important issue and it ought to come up, of putting some restrictions on what he can do about firing the special counsel. I was quoted last week widely in national media that it would be a suicide for the president to do it. And I don't necessarily mean political suicide. I just mean it further erode confidence that people had in him. We can't afford that erosion. And I even offered him the advice that the less he talked about it, the stronger his presidency would be. Back to Tom. Oh, one other thing. Mueller's investigation is going to go forward, even if Rosenstein and Mueller were fired. So it's not going to put a stop to the investigation. Okay, you want to go back to Gordon then?
Yeah, this is Gordon. I heard another report about Russian cyber attacking routers. Is there anything that the Senate and the government is doing to put a firewall up against that?
I don't think Congress has to do anything. We got to be concerned, though, that the government agencies that can do something about it, either using the capability they have to do something about it, or if they don't have that capability, doing everything they can do to accomplish the capability to do it, because we got to be concerned about it and we got to stop it. And I suppose it could involve, when I say capability, I basically mean technical capability. But I suppose, too, that we would expect our president, our political leaders, including members of the Senate, to be very vocal about the country that might be doing it. And if it's being done clandestinely in a particular country, even Russia, we would expect the Russian government to stop it from happening.
Have you given advice to President Trump about the tariffs? And if so, what was his reaction?
Yeah, last Thursday, I said something along the lines that already low prices are pretty depressing to most farmers. And when they see China retaliating against soybeans, it makes them even more so. And my advice was to be very cautious on your negotiation, even though it looks like you might be accomplishing something, because China's going to let in more cars, South Korea is going to let in more cars, and not having the tariffs apply to Mexico or Canada right now seems to get Canada negotiating in more good faith with the United States on rewriting NAFTA. So it may be doing something all right, but it's still very fearful and nervous situation for agriculture. And so I suggested one thing that he could do that would make sure that farmers would be a little less nervous about it is if he could get this renewable fuel standard thing worked up and get an announcement out on that. And I think he did at the meeting that he's going to move forward with what it takes to make E15 pumps easier to set up, because presently now if you set up an E15 pump, you can't use it during June, July, August, and September because of EPA regulations. If you can solve that and you get ethanol sold, or I should say E15 sold year-round, it'd be a big help.
Thank you, Tom and Gordon, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.